So glad you're all here.
Let's get started.
Would you like to start the day off by sharing?
Hi. Sorry I'm late. I was, having sex. A lot.
Welcome. Welcome. Why don't you, go ahead and introduce yourself?
Welcome to Everybody Loves Sex
with Jackie
and Sunny. You were a little off your game there. What
I
are
know,
you
I was
doing?
Like, huh?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy you're here.
Thank you.
Who do we have today?
Courtney.
Courtney
the pole,
is pole the dancer.
Pole dancing extraordinaire. I mean, just one of the most. She's the kind of girlfriend that you want to have because she's sexy, she's beautiful, but she's also really sweet.
She is.
And really talented.
Yes. She did take me to pole dancing class one time.
Was it intimidating?
It was intimidating, and she's so sexy. And everyone there, yeah. It's crazy when you start dancing. It's like the inhibitions leave and the sexual part comes out. And all I know is I had bruises all over my knees, on my thighs.
It's a lot more. They make
graceful.
It look easy.
Yeah.
It was
really hard.
I know.
Really
she's
hard.
Like upside down, and I'm like, I could do that. It's like, no, you
really
have to
can't.
Have like so much strength
yeah.
and skill to be yeah. a good pole dancer.
Exactly. It's crazy. And we have a contest today to give away a Wenatchee Mega Massager valued at over $125.
You want this. I've used it. I had the best orgasm ever using that thing. Yeah, it's great.
How big is it? Tell people.
It's huge. In fact, I will say that it you do get an arm workout because it vibrates so much. You have to hold it still. Otherwise, it'll just fly off. I mean, it is super powerful, and the orgasm you're going to have is extraordinary.
Cool. I think it's like 17 inches long. It plugs in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's really amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. Huge head. For those sore muscles.
It will cover all of your lady bits. Let me just tell you. Unless you're huge. But yeah, it does.
It'll still cover all your lady bits. It's amazing. So what's going on with porn? Porn world problems. Do you have any?
No, I mean, not really. I'm just working on a FOSA story of a father-daughter love story, which is always my favorite. And I'm going to be shooting that in September. Why is that funny?
Nice.
It's just super
You're just
romantic.
Cute. She's like, Fosest is my favorite.
Fosest is. It's a fantasy. I like to role play. So anytime I can do the Fosest genre, I'm excited. And that's my next project.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah.
I love it. What I am testing toys. I love testing toys.
Like at home?
At home. Oh, yeah. Not here at the office. No, we've got some new ones that just came out. We've got one. I know, right? We have the Ascend 7, which is like a long rope with vibrators on either end. And it's about 23 inches long or so. And you can wrap it around your neck. You can wrap it around, you know, a penis. You can insert it and someone else can insert it. You can insert it in both holes. I'm just going through trying to figure out all the different ways to use it. And I haven't not hit a wall yet. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's really crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What is the rope made of?
It's like silicone.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
It's just, and it's super flexible. And so that's always, I love toy testing. It's my favorite.
Yeah, but your husband does too.
He does. Absolutely.
Perks of being married to Sunny.
Yay. Yes. Sometimes it's good. And sometimes I'm like, here, I have to stick this up your butt. Yeah. And that's when he's like, let me get the tequila first. So I
everything feels
lube,
good with
hey,
tequila.
No.
Oh my God. Oh, speaking of which, can I just say this really quickly?
Of course.
Speaking of things up the butt, my male friend had a colonic yesterday. Have you ever had one of those? He told
no.
me it was absolutely extraordinary and that I need to have one.
No, but let's do it. I will go with
okay.
you.
Okay. All right. He said he feels like a new man now that everything's... And you can watch
really?
It all coming out. Yeah.
Oh, we got to go.
Yeah, I want to go.
We
got
to do
because he said you feel
he
like you
want
to see
right?
more. He doesn't. It was actually my friend Ryan McLean.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love him anyway. He's got such
great.
A hot body.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't have a six pack. He has like an 18 pack
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, he does.
He's got the best body I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, let's go.
Okay.
It'll be a field trip. I love field trips.
All right.
So you're listening to Everybody Loves Sex with Jackie and Sunny. You can call us at 323-515-9922 or email us at letstalk@everybodylovessextalk.com. Or you can find us on social at Love Sex Talk. So our guest coming up is Courtney to talk about pole dancing, everything about pole dancing. But first, I've got a story I want to share with you. Here we go with Cosmo again. I know you love my Cosmo stories. 12 places he wants to have sex with you that aren't your bed. I wanted to see how many of these you can guess.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 12 places that aren't your bed to have sex, that he wants to have sex with you. What do you think?
Public places, the car, front seat of the car, maybe.
Ooh, a car, yes. Public places was not in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Mm-mm. No public places, but car.
Is it within the confines of the house?
It looks to be that way, yes.
In a closet?
No, but
on
that's
furniture,
a good one.
On
yes.
washing machine.
What kind of furniture?
Oh, a dresser, maybe?
Yes.
I've had that in my closet, and it was amazing. And I'm just going to say, when you shoot porn, you shoot everywhere in a house, and it's never comfortable. It's awful, but it was amazing. And
really?
Yeah, it was incredible. I still, that's like one of the times that I always think back. I'm like, that was a good day. Yeah, it was. And he's my ex, but whenever we talk, he's like, your dresser, that closet. I was like, I know. But I mean, it's, yeah.
Okay, I hear because it's higher.
Well, see, I don't know if it's the location as much as the intention. I think you could be anywhere. So it's like when these things are happening, like if you're doing it on the washing machine, it's a spontaneous thing. You don't just say, let's have sex on the washing machine. You know, it's
That's
like you're
true.
Doing your laundry. He comes up behind you, whatever it is. So it's the moment. I don't think it's necessarily because these aren't comfortable things like a dining room table or a kitchen counter. Those things, it's not going to feel good.
But you wouldn't shame a girl that said, let's go have sex on the washer, would you?
I wouldn't shame
that.
Her.
Okay.
Is that something you...
Because I did.
Really?
I
was
like,
it on?
Come on. Yeah. I said, we're going to go have sex on the washer. And he's like, what? And I said, just shh. We're going to go have sex on the washer.
I love it.
So he did. But yes, the washing machine's on here too.
Okay.
There was a couple other ones that were kind of
okay,
crazy.
What are they?
A chair. I can totally get that. The shower, the bath, the usual.
The shower,
suspects.
The lube is always an issue.
The floor.
Yeah, these sound so... awful to me because I do shoot porn, and so I see how painful it is for these people to do it on these things, and I'm like, this does not sound like fun.
No.
Public place, people.
Windows and walls. I like that. I like...
Oh, like a little alcovey thing? Or
no, I'm saying up against a window.
Oh, okay.
Up against a wall. I think that's great, right? Anybody? Do I get a nod? I got a kind of a... Well, I got nods. All right.
Tempur-Pedic bed.
The attic, which is kind of creepy. The only...
What?
The only thing I'm thinking with attics is spiders. Ooh. Would you have sex in your attic?
Yeah, I would. We don't have... Well, we do when we have, like, rats or something living up in there, so I wouldn't, but...
No.
But if it was, like, grandma's attic or something, that would be kind of hot, like on a dusty old trunk.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Hanging from a chandelier.
Would
somebody really
does that.
Do that?
No.
That's why they make those sex swings,
swings
okay?
Yeah.
Hello. And your roof. Your roof?
No.
Yeah.
It's 110 degrees outside right now. And also you could roll off the roof. No, I don't even get up on my roof. When my husband tries to get me up there to pull all the oranges from our orange tree off, I'm like, forget it. You're doing it. I'm not getting up there now. Terrifying.
Okay, so please don't. Oh, look. Did you hear that? It was an announcement in the dildo factory. They said, could the dildo please report to the front desk? I'm not sure exactly what that
said. Let's go see who that was.
Yeah. Are you looking for me? Right. So if you have any stories you want to share about where people should have sex other than your bed, please call us at 323-515-9922 or email us at letstalk@everybodylovessextalk.com. Are you ready for sex in the news?
Yes, and I really want you to tell me about one of these.
Really?
The
oh,
pipe
goody.
Dream.
Is it this one?
Yes.
Okay, Huffington Post has this great article called Sex Toy Company Erects World's Largest Dildo. And there is a picture of our ginormous 12 foot 4 inch dildo that's a king cock.
From yeah. Pipe Dreams, yeah.
From Pipe Dream.
It's extraordinary. I was very lucky that you got to show me it while it was in its inception stages. Like, or
yeah.
No, it wasn't even, no, they were already building it, but
before it was painted.
Huge. Before it was painted. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And actually the coloring looks great on that.
Doesn't it?
It's mm-hmm. amazing. And you know what's funny is you watch these men putting together, you know, the balls and, you know, he's got a wedding band on and he's like, yeah, my wife. It's just, it's funny to think that people go to work and this is what they do, but it's true. And it's super impressive. I'm sure it garnered a lot of attention at the show.
Oh, it did. And it's taking a world tour. So next up is we're flying it over. It's actually being crated, and we're flying it to Germany.
Oh my
I'm not
God.
Making
I
this up.
I love when that goes through customs.
Right?
What is
what
this?
Would you like to declare?
A giant dildo?
I would like to declare my giant penis.
Awesome.
How many men get to say that? Well, probably a lot of them, but this one for
well,
reals.
So they think.
For
yeah,
reals.
Right.
For reals. Have you seen the dating show? I think this is UK because I posted on my Facebook page, and I had quite a few people in the UK comment on it. A dating show where people pick their dates based on their genitalia. People. Hmm. Have you seen this?
I did see it. You know, this is my question. Are the penises flaccid?
I'm looking because and they're kind of blurred out, but yes, I would say they are flaccid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, you know,
okay. When she sounds so disappointed.
No,
Jackie's like, I don't want to play.
Because who looks at a flaccid penis and says, yes, that's the one for me? Because sometimes you're, you know, a grower, not a shower, and you don't know what you're getting. And if you're picking this solely for your own pleasure and what you think will feel good with your own body, then I think you would need to see it erect. Otherwise, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
But you looked at a picture of Orlando Bloom's flaccid penis last week.
Yes.
And said, nice penis.
Yes. So I don't think most flaccid penises look like that, though. I'm just saying. And I mean, I've seen many penises in my line of work.
Yeah.
And
yes, you have.
They're
right.
Not all that impressive when they're not erect. So I just think it's an interesting thing. I don't really know what the point of this show is other than you're picking somebody that could be potentially sexually compatible solely based on a body part that's not even hard.
Yeah.
And is it only men or are the women in there too?
I'm only seeing men.
Okay.
I'm seeing women and they're picking men.
Okay.
Well, why not?
No, absolutely. I mean, would not partake in this show.
Sorry if I killed anybody's ears. You know what? I would. I think it's funny. I want to ask them questions.
Yeah, but you don't get to do that. That's the first stage is you pick the penis that is most appealing to you.
Okay.
You pick like four or you pick a number of penises. Then you move on and then you can hear their voice. But you have to eliminate people based on their flaccid penis.
Oh, yeah. In the fourth round, the contestant gets to hear the remaining suitors' voices. Yeah. In the final round, the contestant also gets naked and everyone has a good old-fashioned nude conversation together.
Yeah, I'm already out.
No. I would do something weird. Like, I'd have my vagina talk to the penis like, hey, so why should I pick you?
Oh, my God.
And make it answer.
Only you.
I would. I'm sorry. I would. I would, people.
I would pay to watch that.
Maybe we'll have to do something like that.
Yeah.
How's that? A little dating game.
Yes.
All right. The last thing I saw in the news that I thought was interesting is Apple's coming out with their first TV show. And it features Gwyneth Paltrow and will.i.am. As mentors helping entrepreneurs compete for $10 million investment in their app idea, and it's called Planet of the Apps. And I think this is pretty funny because how much you want to bet it's going to be a sex app that wins? It's going to be a virtual reality app, you know, virtual reality sex app, VR porn. I just think, because it's always, if you look back, it's always the sex industry that is making these advances in technology, like Teladonics and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And so I think this is going to be interesting to see how many of these apps are actually sexually related.
I think it's very similar to Shark Tank, but
for apps.
For apps. So that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Gwyneth Paltrow got a deal. It's amazing.
I know.
Everyone hates her.
I know.
I don't know why, but everyone hates her.
Maybe she paid it for
it
or something.
You hate her?
Oh, somebody on set hates Gwyneth Paltrow terribly.
Understand.
I don't know either. Okay. So the apps featured in the show will also receive Prime placement in the App Store.
Hmm. Yay!
Very cool. Yes. So if you want to have any stories you want to share, you can share them on our social pages at Love Sex Talk. You can give us a call at 323-515-9922 or email us at letstalk@everybodylovesextalk.com. All I've gotten, I've been checking our calls, and all I'm getting are breathers because our phone number does record 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And all I get is, is it you? It's not you.
It's my husband.
We have a breather. Oh, it's your husband's calling.
That's very.
And breathing.
Yeah.
That's kind of hot. Okay. So next up we have Contest Chewy. Chewy, it today is going to help us give away a Wenatchee Mega Massager from Pipe Dream Products, valued at over $125.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Chewy.
Hi.
I've come to realize that I have to stay out of the room until it's my time, because it's hard to bite my tongue over
there. You blurt,
huh? You really don't like Gwyneth.
You guys, her number one suggestion was a $10,000 24-karat dildo for the American public.
Oh, yeah.
Most people can't come up with like $2,000 for their rent. You want them to buy a tenth? I don't know.
Yeah.
I have a lot of problems with her. Let's just say I have two DVD copies of Contagion because her head gets cut open in that movie.
Oh my God, I love it.
It's a little gratifying, but that's me.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. You know, the movie's like 10 years old, but it's fine.
Didn't her head get chopped off in Seven, like the seven.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, was she murdered in Seven?
Yeah,
oh.
Wasn't she the head in the box? Right, right. Okay,
wow,
yeah.
That's right. Doesn't do that to Brad Pitt.
A lot
so she's
of
been beheaded twice.
Yes.
What does that tell you? You know what I mean?
She's Satan.
The universe is speaking to you. Listen. Okay, you guys.
What do we have today, Chewie?
Well, I'm coming back with a couple of more Craigslist stories, and I want you to tell me which one I made up.
Okay.
Okay.
I love
so
this.
So spot the fake.
Okay. This is hard. Last week was hard.
Yeah, no, it was kind of tough. They were pretty funny, though. They got me.
And this is for the Wenatchee massager, which, like I said, is amazing.
Yeah, and a little
this.
Backstory on the Wenatchee. It started off as a little bit of a joke. The number one email we get in the development department here is make it bigger. Make it bigger, bigger, faster, stronger. So they talked about the Wenatchee series. They want to see how big we can make it. And 17 inches was the answer.
Yay!
Yeah, yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah. But it's doing really well. I was in Amsterdam, and it was actually displayed in the red light district on one of the mannequins on the stores.
Awesome.
It was pretty cool.
That's amazing. That's
so
cool.
To see something a little bit of a gag become very
utilized
seller. Well in the industry is pretty cool. Okay, so I'm going to be reading you a couple of stories. The first one is going to be entitled Voyeur Skype. It's from the man-woman section, so swingers are us.
Okay.
And they're from Long Beach. Okay. It reads, I'm interested in finding another male that is interested in discreetly Skyping with each other to watch each other screw our wives and get off. My wife would never approve of this to me, which makes it even more worth trying. So discretion is a huge must. Oh, my goodness. About us, I'm white and she's a sexy Latina. She is well worth it. Oh my goodness. If you share the same interest as me and this, please put Voyeur Skype in the subject line as and a pic of your wife or girlfriend and Skype username or you will be deleted. Oh my God, and he's even pushy.
That's creepy.
I think that's real.
That's total creeper status.
Yeah.
I'm all for
I want to respond just so we can tell the wife.
Right? Like, you want to know what's sexy? Concession. Like, or consent,
yes.
I mean.
Yes.
Sorry, consent.
I thought you were going to say confession. I was like, that's sexy?
I was like, concessions are sexy too. I like popcorn. Cool.
I like
but no, everybody
popcorn.
Should know what's going on. That's a little.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I don't know. I don't know
Although
about you, Long Beach. All right.
I was
well,
gonna say, did he say his name? No.
Just no, he didn't.
Skype?
No, I wouldn't give his name either.
Ugh.
I wouldn't want that. But let's move on to the next one. Let's scrub that one off of us.
Okay.
That didn't happen. Make my girlfriend jealous. This is from the Men for Women section. It says, my girlfriend doesn't appreciate me. I need her to appreciate me. Please send me pics of you and include naughty things that you want to do to me. Be specific.
That's 100% real. Sounds like a dude.
It does sound
it's
like a
so
dude.
A guy.
And he does not have a girlfriend.
I know. He so doesn't.
Not at all.
I just don't understand how that's going to make her want him more.
I think it doesn't matter if he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Is that what it is? Okay, got it.
He's probably 18.
That's
and
how
he
naive
wants to
I am. I usually
friends.
Just say what I want. So it's really, I don't. It seems like a lot of games to play. Anyway,
that's funny.
The final story was anyway. That's based out of Seattle. Make my girlfriend jealous. The last one I have is partner to go to Hamburger Mary's. If you guys don't know what Hamburger Mary is, it's a hamburger restaurant chain. It's gay owned. There's several locations. There's like 17 over the U.S.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, there is.
I thought it was just
yeah. Usually they have something like drag queen bingo, so it's very like sassy in your face. And this actually comes from the transsexual for transsexual section.
Perfect.
And it says, hi there. I'm looking for someone classy, nice, and clean to share a hotel room with on Saturday night, the 6th, and go to Hamburger Mary with. That doesn't mean you can't be slutty or honey, LOL, smiley face. I thought it's fun to dress with another girl, and girl has a U in it, just so you know. So it's like, girl, this is not going to be an endless email conversation. It's the best if you have, which I'm not familiar with this app. It's
Kick.
Kick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that a new thing?
Yeah, it's like a texting thing.
For easier communication. So it's like a WhatsApp, but newer. Okay, cool. You can create one fast and easy. I'm discreet. You can be too.
Ooh. That just sounds super boring.
It sounds really boring.
I'm going to say that's the fake.
If you're going to get ready for a drag show, it sounds more exciting than that.
You know what? I'm going to say that's the fake too. That doesn't sound real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do
I'm hoping
win?
That the Voyeur Skype is fake, but you know.
I don't think it is. That's
I don't think
creepy.
It is either.
That's such
I think
a
it seems super real.
Yeah.
It seems like for real, real.
And I think the poor guy in the middle doesn't have a girlfriend, just wants pictures and.
And I love that he says appreciate me twice. My girlfriend does not appreciate me. I need her to appreciate me.
I need her to appreciate me. I want her to appreciate me. Okay, so which one's the fake, folks? Is it Voyeur Skype, which is the secret swinger party? The make my girlfriend jealous, the lonely bachelor, we've decided.
Yes.
Or the transsexual that wants to go to Hamburger Mary's with a friend.
The transsexual one.
I think the transsexual one.
Well, you know, listeners, tell me what you think. Of course, you can find us on social media. At Love Sex Talk, And if you get it right, you could be the proud winner of a new Wenatchee.
I love it. Yes. Good luck, everybody. Thank you, Contest Chewy.
Sure.
You're amazing.
Always a
and
pleasure.
And thanks for the backstory on the Wenatchee.
Oh, sure. I thought it'd be that. Fun.
And the hatred for Gwyneth.
Okay. And you're amazing. All right. Wait no further. It's hard to follow Chewy, but I think we're going to. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got
Chewy doesn't look that sexy in thigh-high boots.
Yeah, no. So we've got Courtney, expert pole dancer. You're wearing a leather mini skirt, thigh-high leather boots. You look hot.
Thank you.
Yay. So people can find you on Instagram.
Yes.
At @Coco_pole_dancer.
That's correct.
Okay. And I don't even know where to start. I mean,
than the fact that she's absolutely beautiful.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Okay, it's ridiculous. So
I mean, how did you discover that you loved pole dancing?
Well, I had wanted to pole dance for a long time before I actually started and was trying to find a studio. And then I found a studio and then like the scheduling didn't work. And so I finally just signed up for a beginner session, like had never done it before, anything like that. Walked in and did it and like just fell in love with it. It's like the most amazing thing in the entire world. Like,
but you're a natural.
No, I'm not a natural. I have no dance background. I have no like athletic background or anything like that. There's a lot of girls who do it who have had like ballet training or they were gymnastics or even cheerleading and stuff like that. And those girls, you can tell, have a little extra something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I had no background in anything.
What was so amazing about it? I mean, is it what's happening like emotionally as well as physically, or is it just the getting your sexuality out? I mean, what?
It's everything. First of all, it's like flying. I mean, there's just nothing
That's
like
cool.
it. And I was very uncomfortable with my own body when I first started, and being at the studio that I'm at and making the friends that I've had and progressing with what I've done and stuff, I've just become more comfortable with myself. The challenge of doing it, like being able to nail a trick that like took me 6 months to figure out. Wow. It's one of these things that like I'll never plateau on it. There's always something new to learn.
Sure.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, that is cool.
So I know we did a couple of basic spins. Did you see they put a pole up for you in the studio today?
I
can't wait to see you on this because I know how talented you are. But after I did it with you, I had bruises on my knees and my thighs, and you didn't. So how long does it take to get good so you don't hurt yourself?
Well, it depends, because it depends on what you're working on. And when you're a beginner, you stay close to the pole because you need to learn how to basically interact with it. So, and you're learning basic spins. So you're banging against it. You have to learn how to maneuver around it and stuff like that. And when I first started, I started at the beginning of the summer, and I literally went through an entire summer season with like my whole legs looked like I'd been kicked. They were black and blue every time I wore shorts and stuff like that. As you get better and you start doing moves that take you away from the pole, your bruising does go down. But I still do get bruises. There are still certain moves like at home and like, I have them on like my elbows because I've like banged an elbow while I'm trying to like maneuver around, or I get them randomly like on my hips and stuff like that now. So you never stop bruising.
Okay.
And now
they're like badges of honor.
Are you taking
right?
Arnica? Do you take Arnica?
I don't take it. I have cream that I use like if I get a bruise. And now what I find that I'm getting is I have like permanent pole burn on the inside of one of my thighs.
No.
Wow.
Because it's like my dominant leg that I use like for when I'm hanging and stuff like that. So yeah, that's fun.
Oh,
it's like a permanent callus.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool though. It's
that
hot.
Is, I know that
not
is
not so much. It's like 3 inches.
No,
I want to see it now. Is
I'll
that wrong?
You.
Can I see your callus?
Yes.
So why do you think pole dancing is becoming so popular?
I think it's becoming more mainstream. First of all, I think it's becoming more acceptable. Mm-hmm. I think there's more access to it now than there was before. There's more women out there who are touring and doing stuff and doing workshops or whatever. You're seeing it on TV more often. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still a stigma attached to it, and that's a big debate in the pole industry, but it's just like, I think as more people do it and more people talk about it, it's just becoming more acceptable.
What's the stigma that people are talking about in the industry?
There's a big debate in the pole industry about whether or not pole is something that like should be in the Olympics, would you then be more like a pole fitness type of thing versus staying closer to the roots of pole, which is more the sensual side of it. Mm-hmm. And you do have, you have people who pole who are more strength oriented and they're amazing at it, but they're not as sexy. And then you have women who are obviously still the strength, but they're much more sensual and their routines are much sexier. So there's a lot of people who think that by moving away from the sensual side, you're not being true to the beginning. There's a lot of people who think that, you know, everyone should be able to do whatever they want and it shouldn't matter whether it's a strength version or a sensual side.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
I can
interesting.
See that. I yeah. can see that too.
So do you, I mean, looking at the whole stigma attached and all that, what type of responses do you get when you tell people, this is what I do to work out?
I get all kinds of responses.
Yeah.
And I'm also single and dating, so the responses I get from guys are very interesting at times. When I started and I told my parents about it, they were like, oh my God, that's amazing. So they tell everybody. So it's not a secret. I've had people unfriend me on Facebook, people that have known like my entire life.
Over pole dancing.
Yeah, it's the only thing I can think of because I was friends with them, and then I started polling and I started posting pictures and they've unfriended me.
That's ridiculous.
I get a lot of women who find out that I pole, and I get like 100 questions from them. They want to know about it. They want to come to the class and stuff like
that.
It's cool. Guys tend to fall into one of two categories. Either they understand what I'm doing and they understand the strength and the dedication and the work that goes into it, in addition to the whole like sexy side of it. Or I get the guys who just make like rude comments. Like they're like, oh, you have a pole in the house. You want to, you know, stuff like that. And those are the guys that I'm like, yeah, no, okay. You can just keep
walking.
Go away.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So we're talking to Courtney and we're talking all about pole dancing. Stay with us at Everybody Loves Sex and we'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Everybody Loves Sex with
Jackie
and Sunny. And we are here with Courtney. You can find Courtney on Instagram. Her account is Coco_pole dancer. And we're talking about pole dancing. And you were just telling us that some gentlemen, when you tell them that you pole dance, they get a little creepy.
Yes, they do. You know, comment, like I said, like they want to know if I have a pole in the house. I get some guys who want to know if I'm a stripper, if I do it professionally, and I'm like, no. Or, you know, I get guys who make comments about like dancing on their pole and stuff like that or
classy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Puns are never the way to a woman's heart.
No.
So you said you're just getting back into dating.
Yeah.
And are you using apps?
I am.
You are. So do you have any pictures of you pole dancing on?
I do. I have one picture of me pole dancing on my profile, and it's an aerial picture. So that basically means that like I'm fully away from the pole, other than using my hands to hold myself up.
Wow.
And it's more of a strength-based picture than like a sexy picture.
Crazy good.
Because I don't want to have to hide what I do from somebody. I don't want to meet somebody who's like super conservative, and then like a month in, I tell them that I pole, and then they don't want to date me anymore because of that. It happens. It happens.
It's weird.
Yeah,
it happens all the time. I talk to girls who are like, "Oh, I met a guy and he's really nice, but I haven't told him my pole, and I don't know when to tell him." So I just figure put it out at the beginning, just be upfront about it.
Yep.
And like I said, also it weeds out the weirdos.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, that is true. So have you ever entered any competitions?
I did once. Okay. Entered a competition like 6 months after I started pole dancing. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. And I loved it. And it was terrible. I basically fell off the pole in the middle of my routine.
No!
Yeah.
That's great.
I slipped and totally bailed and managed to catch myself at the last second. And only because I could hear my coach's voice in the back of my head going, keep going no matter what's going on, did I not like fall off and walk off the stage in the middle of my routine. Came in dead last.
Aww.
It is what it is.
Hey, but are the girls, I'm always curious, like when it's a sport that's more geared towards women, are the women competitive? Like, is it, I hope she falls, or is it more of a, come on, Courtney, you can do it? Like, are they championing you, or are they, you think, secretly wishing for your failure?
Oiling the pole.
Yeah, is that oiling the pole beforehand? They're like, oh, she slipped. I don't know how that happened.
I don't think anyone is secretly wishing for failure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the poles are like 14 feet poles that were that you're on when you're competing. So a fall off a 14 foot pole is kind of dangerous, and it's happened. But you know, and everyone seems to be very supportive of each other. But I mean, of course, you know, you've put in a lot of time and dedication and money into your routine, and you want to win.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, of course, everybody wants to come out ahead. But I've never come across like anybody being like vindictive. Catty. No, nothing like that.
Good. That is good. Yeah. Yeah. So you always think with female driven sports, there might be this cutthroat thing. What? Am
the
I horrible?
Evil side of Jack.
Yeah, I know. When I used to play basketball, I would jinx the people during the free shot. Like, I would be like, yes, don't make it. So
put your halo back on. It's tilting a little bit. So what has pole dancing taught you?
What has pole dancing taught me? It's taught me to be more comfortable with myself. Mm-hmm. It's taught me that I can really do things that I never thought I could. Mm-hmm. I'm also afraid of heights, which is really funny to, you know, think about me hanging 10 feet off a pole and know that like there's a little part of me inside that's like quivering, afraid I'm gonna fall off.
Yeah.
So I've had to conquer that. I mean, it's really just taught me that like I can do whatever I want. Like it's empowered me. It's made me stronger, I think, physically and emotionally. So
what would you tell to somebody who's never done it before that maybe wants to and is a little nervous? Like any advice you'd give them?
I would tell them definitely do it. First of all, it's just like the greatest feeling in the entire world. I would tell them, second of all, that other than like the few people who go in and seem to be like naturals at it, everybody looks like a moron when they first start.
Like, I can vouch for that.
Everybody's clumsy. Everybody bangs into the pole. Nobody knows what they're doing. And the honest truth is that when you go in and you take like a teaser class or like an intro class or whatever, everyone's so worried about themselves in getting down whatever it is that they need to get down that no one's even looking at you anyway. So there's no reason to be afraid that like you're going to look
be judged.
Like, yeah, that you're going to be judged or anything like that. And I've been to a bunch of different studios, and quite honestly, I've never been in a studio where I do feel judged.
Wow, that is really nice.
It is. It's an interesting community to be a part of. I mean, I'm not saying it's 100%. You know, non-judgmental. There are a few people out there like that, but generally speaking, everyone seems to be very supportive.
That's great.
You know, you can walk into any studio and I always feel welcome.
That's fantastic. Okay, tell us again, where can listeners find you?
So Instagram, I'm Coco_poledancer.
Okay, and anyone who wants to pole dance, any last words of advice?
Just do it.
Okay. Thank you, Courtney. You've been amazing.
My pleasure. Yay. I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
Yay.
Thank you. That is Everybody Loves Sex
with Jackie
and Sunny, and we'll be back next week with a mystery guest.
Wow, so you're a sex addict too.
Sex, sex, sex. What can I say?
Right. Right. I mean, you said it all. It's such a burden. I mean, people don't realize what we go through on a day-to-day basis.